inde på Jay, Instagram, you can click them. And then you can, if you want to poach them in water, you can poach them in water. Some people, you don't know, same thing as then grief. Get the water bar and put the egg in and turn it over.
What do you call that piece of meat that you might boil along in with your greens, you know?
Minnow meat. You can have the fat off the shoulder or fat off the hand.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if that had a lot of lean on it or not.
That ham is the one that's the meat.
What about, this is a type of meat that a lot of people like to eat for breakfast. It comes in slices, you know.
Breakfast bacon.
Now is that the same, what if you wanted to buy a lot of it and you didn't want to get it sliced, you might buy yourself a whole?
You may buy your whole self a whole slab.
Now is smoked meat the same thing as bacon?
Well, it's smoked bacon, then it's smoked melon meat. Now you can smoke your ham. Now George and Bill, you smoked salt on the meat all the time. Now, I just use the natural salt because I don't use no ham no more unless got cum or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What about if your meat's been kept too long, you say that it's done for it?
Oh, it hasn't got strong. And they got rancid. Some folks even use rancid and rancid and strong the same thing.
Oh.
No, it's not strong. It just doesn't get old. And if you hang it up, then my meat I got now has been decreased.
So it's not necessarily spoiled?
No, it ain't no spoiled. It's solid, been sold it down, but however, the rest is bad out there now. They had them cuts on, and I take mine down and brought it out. Mm-hmm. Now I cut up a, let me see, I cut a shoulder. Let me see what I show you.
Okay.
Now
tell me about what you can make with the meat from a hog's head.
Oh, you can make sauce out of it. You can take the head and the ears and the feet and make sauce. Mm-hmm. Take that meat and cook it all in pieces and take it. You don't want to grind it, but it's better if you take your hand and work it out. But when you grind it, it's just most immersion on when you cook it. Get your vinegar and your sage and your black pepper. If you like a little red, like a hot, you can put red pepper in it. Cayenne pepper. And put it, squeeze it up real good, and then you put it in a container, like as thick as you want it, or thin as you want it, and let it sit there until it, put it in. You have to work it back in there. And when you put it in, you put your little top of it in there. And you just like this, you get out of stuff.
Have you ever heard sauce called head cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about making something by grinding up hog liver and cooking it? You ever heard anything like that?
No. Big part? Well, I beg pardon, what did you say?
Have you ever heard of making anything by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No. Yes, I have. I take that back. Some people make hash out of it. Hash, they call it. They put onions and vinegar and peppers and put it up. Take that vinegar and put it in there and they call it off. What they call that stuff? I know. But a girl come out from past Tennessee, she told me, said, Miss Ollie, you said you don't care about living it. You care if I cook this liver and show you how to make something. But I laughed. I said, you welcome true, because I don't care for home liver much. I said, I like beef liver. Quite well, I said, but I don't like home liver too much. She said, I like the way you cook it. So I haven't been able to eat any like that you cook. I said, I just used fried it in Crisco. I said, I made a gravy to it and put some onions in. She says, I watched you how you cooked it. I said, yeah, huh? I said, that's the way my mother taught me to cook. Mm-hmm. And she got this liver and cooked it all to pieces. I just looked at her. And now how she worked it up.